The Millennium Women for Impact and Transformation Foundation, a non-profit organization in Lagos, Nigeria, is transforming lives of individuals in the face of economic hardship in the country. Earlier in 2023, the organization distributed palliatives to residents of Lagos State and urged them to start small businesses alongside their regular jobs to supplement their income. Among the individuals who Millennium Women have transformed over time is Shei Awilewa and Lillian Enyama, who are appreciative of the organization's impact in their lives.
Before we never meet them, everything hard. See, everything very hard. Before I meet them, and now where I come meet them, everything comes straight. And I come happy. See, I get on road. And anything I want to say, that woman, I'm a very good woman. And I like him very, very honestly. And I promise him, anything we see, I promise, he must do it. And in my own name, they will. And I'm happy to say I have good baba and I'm broke. And now I know they beg for persons, I need money. I know they beg. Yes, I'm very happy to say I have handwork. Say I the bab, I do many, many things. Say. I did buy anything for myself. See, I know the bank. And that woman we see, that promise, I'm a good woman, I say. And anything we see, I'm a good thing.
Life was very difficult then, like very, very difficult. Even to eat then was very, very hard. My kids then, there was a particular time that they did not go to school because I don't have money to pay for their school fees. So since they are still tender, I was like, they should stay. I'll be teaching them the little I know at home because I don't have money to pay for their school fees that time. So life was so difficult. I told my girlfriend about it. My girlfriend was staying at Dubai. She said, if I can come to Dubai, that things will be easy for me. She was like, that I'm a fine girl, all those stuff, that if I should come there, that I'll be making cool money. I said, since I'm not doing anything here, when my parents, they don't have, because I know that if they have, they will do it for me. My parents, they don't have. My siblings, I'm the senior. So my siblings, they are equally doing their best to cater for themselves. So I shouldn't depend on them. My plan then was just to go to Dubai without telling my parents, leaving my kids behind. I will stay there for like some years. If I should make it, I will come down for them. But luckily, this guy told me about the Millennium Women Organization. She told me about Sister Promise. I was like, what will my fellow girl do for me, Kwano? She said that I should try calling her. I told her that me, I will not call, that she cannot do anything for me. Assuming it's a guy now, normal, I will call the person to know what's up. I didn't agree to call her initially, so he have to call her. He told her about me, so she spoke to me. After speaking to me, from time to time, she took my number. We started chatting on WhatsApp. So she asked me what I wanted to do for myself. I told her that I don't know. But to be candid with you then, I don't have any plans for myself. The only thing on my head then was just to go to Dubai. She said she came up with an option of frying buff. I told her that me, I don't know how to do it now. And I don't have money to go and start learning it. She said that no, that I will not learn it. That rather I will do it online. I said, how possible is that? Because I don't know. She said she will be sending data to me, sending the links to me so that I can be watching them on YouTube. I said, perfect, which she did too. She will be sending data to me. Sometimes she will send me money that I should get the data myself. So I started learning it. Through learning, I started practicing it too, because learning without practicing is nothing.
Yeah.
So I started practicing it. Initially, I was not getting it. After doing it, after each one that I fire, I will send a picture to her. She will smile. I said I should keep on doing it. At a point, I was perfect with it. So I started buying it and selling it. People were buying it. Sometimes, if any day that I didn't do it, people would start lottering at our house. We want wealth. So after that one, I started learning skincare. I started learning how to make cream, soap, organic skincare products through online. So I paid for the class. So the lady was teaching us. I was equally selling it then. I'm equally using it even till now.
Yes.
I use what I produce. So that one was going. I don't want to stop there. I started dropshipping hair. I'll be posting different type of human hairs, even synthetic hairs online. If you want it, you will pay, then I will buy it. All my vendors, they are in Lagos, yeah, I'll buy from them, then they will send it down to me. Then I'll give it to the person that paid for it. So
in essence, they have really helped you.
They have really helped me a lot.
Okay, so like, how many kids do you have?
I have two.
Wow.
A boy and a girl, Purity and Richard.
Okay, so now they're doing very well in school.
They are doing perfectly fine.
Okay.
Toby and David Ilo are young children of age 7 and 11 respectively. They have been out of school for a while until Millennium Women for Impact and Transformation commenced the payment of their school fees as well as providing for their food while in school. Hajia Aisha Obi, who joined a tour organized by Millennium Women in Lagos, witnessed the improvements of the children and speaks.
The only thing I want to say about these kids is that may Almighty Allah use them as a point of contact to other children in Nigeria. You see, according to what the headmistress just said, if you are someone who has conscience, you really understand what these children were passing through before Millennium Women for Impact and Transformation came into their lives. As she have already said that she came to understand that because of these children, she came to understand that no matter how brilliant you are, without food, you go nowhere. You see what she narrated about these children. But as you can see now, you can see the ringworms, they are still on the process. They are still going. And if you look at these children, you find out that they really came out from narrow escape of hunger. So I thank Millennium Women, whom the CEO is a promise, whom have taken the burden of seeing, making sure that people in the street feed, who have taken it as a duty call, as a duty to make sure that those who have not have something to eat. So for that, I am calling on Nigerians. I'm calling on everybody in the whole world. Please, if you like what she's doing, if you really have it in heart that you want to feed people who have no food. We are talking about food. We are not talking about empowerment here. We are not talking about money for business. We are talking about food to eat, to stay alive, to survive. Please join Millennium Women for Impact and Transformation. Join her in reaching out the less privileged, in reaching out the poor. Whatever you know you'll do for these children, please do it. And may Almighty Allah bless you as you do that.
A member of Millennium Women for Impact and Transformation, Mrs. Patricia Nwafedo, gives a testimony about the organization's impact over the years.
This NGO was founded 3 years ago, and so far so good. Since 3 years, this NGO has been doing wonderfully well in the life of many people in Nigeria, especially me also. I'm also a beneficiary of the NGO. The NGO has opened a platform for young people who are dropped out of school to enable them to go back to their schools, you know, and also the widows. The NGO has also helped them to be able to do one thing or the other, no matter how little it is. So the NGO has done wonderfully well in the life of so many people. Well, in the future, this NGO hopes to impact so many lives, empower so many people, so many youths. As you can see, so many youths are dropped out of school. Some are dropped out of school. And this NGO, we are hoping to get so many youths to train them into something, to make them better in future.
Mrs. Promise Okolie, the convener of Millennium Women, said Nigerians are going through difficult times and that it is critical for them to remain strong and fight the economic hardship. She calls for support from well-meaning individuals to enable the organization reach out to more vulnerable people in the society.
The reason for this NGO is to basically help people and also to let them know about this NGO. That I just want them to come together and people to support. At the moment, we don't have sponsor, all right? We are the ones sponsoring ourselves and helping the community. I just want to let people to know that, right, there is hope, all right? And I want others to help us, join hands together with us so we can help people who don't have. There are so many people who don't have. And also to bring up, we also motivate, because I'm a counselor as well. So I counsel people. There are so many people that are at the point of dying. I like to tell them the truth. And there are so many people who are depressed, which I use my situation to discuss, to tell them to calm down, that there's still hope. God is not sleeping over our situation. In the nearest future, what I want to achieve and my happiness is to see what millennial women have done to people, how they have benefited. I want to see hundreds or thousands of people working with their bare hands. I want to see people helping themselves, people who are beggars, and at the end of the day, come up from it and turn it to be a great somebody, being useful to themselves.
Hajia Halima Turimdap, one of the pillars of Millennium Women for Impact and Transformation, is passionate about the growth of the organization and also seeks to transform more lives through the organization.
The vision I have for Millennium Women is that I see Millennium Women growing and expanding. I see the Millennium Women for Impact and Transformation having branches in all the Federation of Nigeria and even in abroad as well. Although there is a branch in London, which I would say is the office we're functioning from. It is the main office whereby the executive, the family members that are involved, we're working tirelessly to raise some funds to keep the organization going. Hopefully we're working very hard to make sure that we have branches. We're beginning to have branches already. We have branches in Port Harcourt, we have in Enugu, and then we're looking for reliable and reputable personnel that can be able to champion the Millennium Women for Impact and Transformation all over the whole Federation. The vision of Millennium Women for Impact and Transformation is to have branches all over the whole Nigerian state so that people that will be touched will be more than what are being touched at the moment. So, yeah, that is my vision. And then our mission in Millennium Women. Our mission is for us to continue to impact positively in the heart of people. We want to continue to touch lives in whichever possible way we can.
All thanks to Millennium Women, vulnerable people in the society are getting empowered and lives are being transformed. Hopes are that with the growth of the organization, more lives will be reached.